Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes.
And I'm Reba Haas.
We're talking about how to post your home, how to make it look good on the home buying dating sites, if
yes.
you will.
Yes.
And we were talking earlier, Reba, about photos and about mm-hmm. making a good, compelling description of your home, a way mm-hmm. to get people to want to jump in their car and drive out and take a look at the home. What are some things that a prospective home buyer should not do?
When you mean seller?
A seller.
You keep saying buyer.
That's because I'm a lender. I work with both. Well, yeah. A seller, what are things they should not do?
It's funny because you have to be careful. You don't want to necessarily leave all of your collections out, right? So Americans tend to collect a lot of things.
Yes, we do.
So you have to be careful that your house isn't too full and cluttered.
Kitschy.
Very kitschy or overly personalized, right? Because how you live in your home and how you sell your home are two completely different things. So you have to, you don't need to make it vanilla. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's one thing that a lot of people think, oh, I should paint everything beige. Maybe not, because painted rooms can look quite nice,
right?
But it depends on the color. Because I will tell you, bubblegum pink, I am so tired of bubblegum pink in little girls' rooms right now. I could go the rest of my life without
my
seeing that
color. My pet
peeve
is the wallpaper borders with the ducks with the bonnets and the bows and all that.
I haven't seen those lately, but I have seen the grapes and flowers and check patterns and things of that nature. Anything that screams, hi, I'm 1980s, you might want to reconsider.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a lot of, and there's some old 60s patterns that need to go away. But the thing is like wallpaper is making a comeback right now. So you really have to get good professional help. Now, staging companies can help you with that. A good real estate professional with a lot of good experience can help you with that, or that
sure.
you can combine those services together, which we frequently do. But you can also overdo it on the decluttering. I was actually just showing properties yesterday, I was showing properties. And sometimes I'm previewing, that's why I had to think about it. But I was out with a client, and it was funny. There was two houses that were exactly the same. Same floor plan, same community. And one of them had been decorated for the Halloween season.
Sure.
So the hearth had all these cute little decorations on it. And even though the house had other empty rooms, the living room, the second you walked in, it felt inviting and warm and lovely and lived in. Yeah, but not overly so, right? Seemed like
tastefully done.
Yeah, it's like a model home type of feel, right?
Yeah.
And then the other house that was exactly the same, priced $20,000 more. We go over there, and they had decluttered so much that it felt sterile.
Oh, sure.
And so then it was like, oh, this isn't warm and inviting, and I don't want to sit down here and relax. And
feeling homey, comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a fine line of that, and you really have to kind of work with your agent to determine where you're going to be. And
well, a lot of home buyers really have a hard time envisioning what a home will look like, with them living in it.
Yeah.
Or even envisioning
is important.
The colors and things like that. It's hard for some to get past that.
Mm-hmm.
There's some real bargain, I believe, homes out there that need some work. They have mm-hmm. cosmetic issues. They have problems.
Yeah.
Maybe the former owner still has the orange shag carpeting in there.
Ah,
that
like the house I bought.
Yeah, with the rake.
Yeah.
Yours was on the walls though, I think, wasn't it?
It went up the wall
too. Yeah,
that was
the
boom boom room. That was pretty hot. That was smoking.
But the home that had the 50 cats. You know, that sort of a thing.
Mm.
Well, all those things. If you can see past that. Or mm-hmm. if you have the funds or the means to correct those things.
The right loan product,
like a renovation loan, mm-hmm. where you can fix those sort of things. Yeah, absolutely. Then you can get a real good bargain for that, because most people, they can't see it.
Yeah,
can't look through it.
Well, I will say, if you're a seller who has a house that you don't have the means to do all of these things, depending on who you're working with, there are actually companies that can do 3D staging and can actually also show renovations So from a seller point of view,
sort of a future view of this home.
Yeah, you can
Here's what this could look like.
Yes, and we've done that before with other houses where it's like, okay, yeah, it's got the funky old flooring and this funky wallpaper, but we worked with somebody to say, hey, let's create like a storyboard type thing that shows what this could look like in a couple of other iterations with new flooring and colors and
Sometimes that may be lighting. Your only choice, you know, depending on the home and if it's got to, if it's got to get sold.
Right.
Hey, along that same topic, Reba, I got an email today from a customer of mine, and they're trying to purchase the home that they're currently living in. So they want to purchase it from their landlord, and the landlord also happens to be related. So the question to me was, how do we drop the paperwork? You know, should we just try to do it ourselves, or should we hire a realtor or some or an attorney to do that for us? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, oddly enough, I also have a client who's doing the exact same thing, and it's not the same people.
Okay, that's good.
So we had a very long discussion about that, and the reason he got to that place was because he looked at purchasing, and he saw what his money could buy, and he and his mom, she was willing to give him an equity position, basically, in the house. And so he's, I'm going over later this week to do an evaluation of the value of the home. And we'll probably move forward with that. But we did talk about what are their options when it's a private sale like that.
Sure.
Or what would be considered
a private
sale. Well, folks,
and just to kind of preface what you said, this is something that, that you can do, everyone. If if you have, if you're purchasing from a relative, has to be a relative from the lending rules go, the seller can gift you your down payment. We call it a gift of equity.
Yeah.
So a person conceivably can purchase a home from a relative with zero down.
You actually turned me on to that when I contacted you about this particular client.
Sure.
And I thought, oh, wow, that's fantastic.
Fair
I
amount
love
of
that.
Math involved in that. But we always can help do those calculations to figure out what price do we set the home at so that it covers the payoff of any existing liens and closing costs and all of that.
Correct.
And so, yeah, it's a gift of equity.
Yeah, I'm excited actually to go and see because I think for this particular person, it's going to be a tremendous opportunity, right?
Yeah.
So in the discussions with him, then we went through, he's like, well, what normally, because he's a first-time buyer also.
Yes, right? Right.
So it's not as though he has a lot of experience around this and this is a family home. So we got into the discussion. They're actually going to hire me on a flat fee.
Okay.
And so, because I didn't feel that it was, in this particular instance, I didn't feel it would be appropriate to do it based on a percentage necessarily, because I know how much work is going to go into it. And so I've agreed with them to do it on a flat rate. Now, someone, you can do it in all kinds of ways. I mean, commissions, I have to be careful about kind of discussions on things like that, because we are covered by Sherman Antitrust Act. So there's no set pricing anywhere.
Right.
Right. But I worked with this buyer and said, you know, let's come up with what we think is fair compensation. Because I did let him know they could go to an attorney, because an attorney would probably do a very similar thing of a flat fee structure.
Sure.
The unfortunate thing about going with an attorney, though, is that they typically aren't going to then walk the buyer through all the steps, such as going to an inspection and attending and being part of that. And the recommendations, they may not have those people in place.
Sure.
Where we've got, you know, a dozen inspectors, and I'm recommending a sewer scope, even though he's lived in the house. It's like, hey, know what you're buying, even if it's from your mom and, you know, that kind of thing. So we're going to still handhold through the whole process, including lending.
Got it.
To make sure that everything goes smoothly.
Well, it's important that, you know, you structure your contract in a way that protects everybody.
Absolutely.
And I, it's funny. I have a good friend of mine who's an attorney and practices real estate law. And we talk about the legal term of advocacy.
Well, sorry.
Yeah. He's not taking new clients because he says his existing ones get into enough trouble to keep him busy. But, but advocacy and normal law, you know, one person gets in their corner, the other person gets in their corner, and then they come to the middle just to duke it out. That's not real estate. Real estate, you want to bring a buyer and a seller together, and you got a seller that wants to sell and a buyer that wants to buy. Everybody needs to work together to make that happen.
Everybody's going to be happy at the end
of the day. That's right. But you also have to protect yourself and write your contracts in a way that if things don't go right, if things do go sideways.
That people have an out.
Yeah, and that you're protected.
Right, absolutely. So, you know, if they're not doing anything special in their transaction, then it's pretty simple to go ahead and still hire an agent. I will say if it's a very complicated transaction, then they're probably better off working with an attorney, sure, because we are held to the standard of an attorney if we do anything off the boilerplate forms that we have through our membership of the MLS.
Absolutely.
So you have to really look at the situation.
Well, thank you all for joining us this afternoon, Open House with Team Reba. Love to take part in your day. Love to be talking about real estate. You can tweet us in the future, Team Reba, or email me, eric@ericismybanker.com.
Yeah, send your questions. We'll use them for
next
week.
Send your questions in. And we'll talk to you next week. We're here every Tuesday.
Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.